Derek Dunkirk, president of the Illinois Pork Producers Association, farm in Morrisonville, Christian County.
Characterize how the swine industry is going now.
Right now, I think a lot of guys are doing pretty well through the summertime. We've had a lot of heat, of course, as everybody knows, the last 6 weeks or so. That's probably slowed feed intake down quite a bit on the animals. Of course, when they get hot, that puts a little extra stress on them and they don't eat as well. So that's probably affected the industry probably the most this summer. And then, of course, the effects on the crop has got everybody worrying about feed availability and feed prices moving into the fourth quarter and on into 2013. So I'm sure a lot of guys right now are stepping back and taking a look at the future and seeing what kind of plans they can go ahead and make now. And I'd say that's what the industry's been doing for the most part this summer.
When we look back just a few years, market prices now are so much higher than they were back then. But this item, when we talk about input costs versus the price of hogs, talk about that and how that's impacted the industry.
Right. Well, the one saving grace so far this summer has been, you know, as you mentioned, high market prices. We've had extremely strong exports, so the demand's been extremely good, and we've held a pretty good price for quite a while now. We've had pretty good prices, and that's helped us offset such high input costs. I think one of the larger concerns moving forward is, will we hold that price level so we can maintain some level of profitability or break even? And, you know, where's our feedstuffs? Where's that input cost going to go? How high can it get? And then, like I said, can we maintain that level of export and demand, whether it's domestic or export, and keep that price level where it needs to be for guys to at least look out there and think there's a chance to lock in something?
How have you been affected by feed availability?
Me so far, not yet. I don't know as if too many guys, you know, in the area here in Illinois have been affected yet. A lot of guys are probably still, you know, feeding last year's corn crop, so there's not a lot of new corn crop on hand yet. So I'd say right now that, you know, there's probably no effects as far as feed availability for guys yet. Probably be more of a concern, you know, after we get into 2013 and even more on second and third quarter.
According to what you've heard and what reports have been coming out of the government as far as corn yields and the corn crop is concerned, what would you anticipate to happen in the months ahead?
I think the harvest will be interesting because as we talk, you know, back home, guys on the combines, you really can't pinpoint that crop real accurately until we harvest it. I think that, you know, some guys I've talked to have been a little pleasantly surprised with some of their yields, and some guys have, you know, been right in line with kind of what they thought it was going to be. So I think it'll be interesting just to watch harvest and watch the reports that come out during harvest and see if we can figure out if that yield is close to where they're at or if it's better or worse. And then that's going to make some big determinations going into the fall and winter of what prices will do.
Tell me what kind of support you've gotten from exports of pork.
Well, with a lot of the free trades that have gone through and a lot of the, I guess, more of the push promoting pork worldwide, our export business has really boomed the last year, 18 months, and that's one of the things that's really helped champion that price up to where it's at.